clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis. I'm here with my buds. It's fabulous today, or should I say fabulously hot and horrible. It's Steve, do you have a mic today, honey? No. Do you want one? Look at him. Look, he doesn't want one. He was so great on the show last week. Anyhow, Sweet Jess is here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well.
You look fabulous, of course. I say that to everybody, though.
Yeah, no,
but you are.
Don't worry, I don't take you seriously.
Okay, good. And we have our guest today, and we're really, really excited. We have Hayes and Christy.
Welcome.
Of Ganja Grinds.
Hello, hello.
So excited.
How you doing?
Great. So we're gonna talk with them, but they're gonna be with us on the whole show. So right. We're excited. We like when people come and want to spend the show with us because we think we're pretty special. Obviously, you do too, or you just want to get your name out there. We don't know.
Are you talking about me personally?
No, them.
Oh,
I'm talking to them.
Yeah, of course. Well, no, we think they're special. Just, that's why they're here.
Yeah,
a little of both. We mutually like beneficial.
So. The last show, I think we had a field day because it was so crazy and there was all kind of crazy things happening. Current event wise, we're sick of talking about Harvey Weinstein, although there's a new predator out there, another director.
Oh no.
Yeah. Another director, 30 women have come forward. And, you know, my daughter and I had this talk and, you know, she says, Mom, you know, this has been going on for centuries. And, you know, why can't women just say, you know, leave me alone or something? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wait, what? Leave me alone?
Yeah.
Well, I think that not all women are taught to be empowered. Sometimes they're taught to cower or just not addressed in that way at all as children, like to stand up for themselves, unfortunately.
Let people beat you up, spit on you, and walk all over you?
You know, I can't speak for anyone else in another position. And also, sometimes people are physically overpowering.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Definitely, I know that. What do you think, Christy?
I think that it depends on where, you know, what the women are doing and if they feel like if they come out and say something, their chances for promotion or something different may be jeopardized.
That's true. They're often under threat that they'll never work again.
Right. But that's exactly. And that's what's really sad. And, you know, I feel sorry for those people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
easier.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I would never compromise myself for anything, but that's me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand somebody else doing it.
Well, there are people who don't have your sense of self-worth.
Well, I guess.
And they feel like they have to do that in order to get anywhere because they're desperate.
But there's so many books out there. There's so much therapy out there. There's so many things out there to have as tools. When I was young, there was nothing.
Right.
There weren't even books to read. Now there's so much information out there to help people overcome a lot of different things.
That's true. But people have to seek it. They have to know that they need help and want help. And that's really humbling in a way that not everybody's ready to face.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. But anyhow, we're done talking about that. Is there anything that you want to say about that?
You know, what's interesting about the Weinstein thing was Corey Feldman. Mm-hmm. Did you see that thing on the internet where
he's been saying that for years.
That's what I mean. So yeah. Interesting that he was being called a kook on TV mm-hmm. back then, talking right. about the pedophilia going on in Hollywood.
In right. Hollywood, and it happened to him and his Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim, yeah.
Yeah.
Of blessed memory.
Right.
Even Woody even came out and said he was worried that this would become a witch hunt.
I think,
is that the pot calling the kettle black?
What I don't understand are why are people so afraid to out these people? Or why don't they? How can this go on for years and years and years and nobody says anything and everybody lets it go?
Money.
Yeah.
Simply money.
Basically.
It's easier to bury something than it is to you know, stir the kettle and create more problems for yourself.
Yeah, but the money perpetuates the act.
Well,
that's
true. I've seen online, and I can't cite it right now. I don't remember who wrote it, but there have been a couple of admissions from people in the industry who have, you know, come up and said, yeah, we saw this and we're all guilty of it. Finally, I, of course, late, but acknowledging that they knew it was happening and they're kind of relieved that something has been said now.
Really?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not just Hollywood. We talked about this last time. It's everywhere.
Sure.
It's just the way that, you know, well, this is what I don't understand. I got to get gross now. How could a guy, most of these men, what they're doing is they're taking their pants down and they're masturbating. What?
I don't think that's entirely what happens.
This guy, the 30 women came forward, almost every one of them said the same thing. In Harvey Weinstein, the ones that he didn't bet a lot because he, from what I understand, didn't, but he would pull his pants down or he'd come out of the shower and he'd masturbate.
I don't know. I don't have answers for that.
Well, you're a guy. What?
You know, if
why would I mean? How could you? I mean, I don't get that. Is that crazy? You have to be crazy.
I personally was raised by a single mother and aunts and grandmothers, and so my experience on how you treat women, it makes no sense to me the way that these guys act. The one thing I will say, you mentioned the accessibility of information, and with something like this happening to women, it's not really a better late than never, but this has never been so much in the forefront as it is now. And
well, because once, you know, and I say this, I've said this on my show for 10 years, there's power in numbers. That's the bottom line. Whether you're, wanting to get pot legal, whatever, there's power in numbers, because when you got the numbers, people start listening. And that's what happened here. You know, what's her face? Rose McGowan came out, and after that, man, they just started coming out of the closet.
Well, I hope that there's a cultural shift. I think we're seeing it. The stories are older, and so hopefully the younger generation, this one who was raised around those people, as they start to fall off, the generations now who are fathers will be softer than that group. That was a hardened group, that post-World War II era.
And why? What does it have to be with the group? Don't you have a free mind and free will?
Sure,
I mean, don't you know right from wrong?
There are kind of generational stamps. Like, our collective ethics evolve over generations, you know, and things that we accept as normal now would have been absolutely outrageous. I mean, for example, in classical music, there's music that now sounds totally normal to us. And when it was debuted, there were riots because it was so, you know, off
what different
the, yes
different yes, yes.
You know, every generation has their pioneering group of women, whether it was, you know, voting, whether it was women in the workplace, leaving their homes, choosing not to have children,
Rosa Parks
whole movement and banning your shot. Burning your bra and
no, Rosa Parks didn't burn a bra. No, she was in the back of the bus
smattering.
She might have been, she could have burned one.
Huh?
She might have burned one later.
No, I think Rosa didn't wear a bra. I knew her.
Okay, there you go.
Good on her.
Rosa didn't wear a bra. She told me she didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Comfort. Is there any Trumpty Dumpty news? Is there anything anybody needs to say about him?
I'm trying to forget politics right now.
Yeah, nobody likes politics.
I know there's a tax reform issue.
I know you're pissed.
They keep talking about tax reform, and they're saying that they're going to unveil their master plan on November 1st. And I'm sorry, I was watching the Facebook feed today, and Paul Ryan was speaking, and
Paul Ryan.
He was really, he's just like a show pony. He's just a show pony. He's a very smooth talker.
Yeah.
And he says a lot of nothing with a lot of polish on it.
Right.
And, you know, they keep promising that it's going to generate all of these jobs and it's going to give everybody a break. And we all know that it's only going to give a break to the people at the top. It's not tax reform. It's a tax cut for the wealthy. So they say it's for the common person.
And
they
should get a cut, those wealthy bitches. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying to punish the wealthy per se, but they should pay the same share that everyone does on their income, and they don't.
Yeah, I can't have that fight with them because they have so many. I'm not knowledgeable. I'm not a politician. I hate politics. it's just about money, power, and greed. I think that they start out trying to do the right thing, and then they all fuck up because it's money, power, and greed. And yeah. You know,
and you know what? I even want to apologize for using they, because that's like an exclusive and separatist idea, and it's really us. You know, we are.
I didn't
people.
Vote
we
for
need
him.
To help each other out.
I didn't vote for any of these idiots. That's all I'm saying. But I'm going to vote for this woman.
What? Which woman?
I am voting for this woman.
Who?
Because she claims she was abducted by aliens. Oh, okay?
Wait, who is she?
And, wait a minute. She can communicate with extraterrestrials. I love it.
That's the kind of help we need.
Yeah.
This person is running for office?
Miami.
Oh, God.
We're in Florida
again. I'm so sorry.
She's running to replace Republican Elena Ross
Lettinen.
When she retires, and she better retire because nobody. I hate how. Who has a hyphenated name?
Ileana Ross Lettinen.
Does anybody have a hyphenated name?
No.
I hate that. You can't make up your mind. Pick
a side. I agree. Pick
a
side.
Pick a name. It's like.
Couldn't agree with you more.
I'm not impressed because you have two names. Anyhow, she claims she was once taken. Aboard a spaceship by aliens. This is so Florida. When I saw this, I said, thank you, God. This was great. In two videos dug up by the Miami Herald, her name is Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. Mm-hmm. Aguilera. Wonder if she's related to Christina.
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Christina is going to claim her at this point.
She's pretty, though. I'm looking at her picture. She's pretty. Anyway, the 59-year-old politician, let's see. She said the aliens chatted with her about a series of things that would happen.
Oh, my.
She's running on the Tila Tequila platform.
The topic included how God is not a person. For all you religious people out there, and is a universal energy, the world's energy center. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Is in Africa.
Okay.
And there are 300,000 skulls. And what does that mean? This is what the aliens told this idiot. Okay. They know ISIS.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're friends. Rodriguez Aguilera wouldn't give details on what she was told. She wasn't telling them everything. She was giving them bits and pieces of her alien abduction.
So what is she withholding until she's
completely
elected?
Yeah. Like everybody does.
I withhold my aliens too.
Yeah.
I kind of would have withheld just the whole notion of speaking with aliens before she was elected.
Hey, this is Florida though. How much do you know
that's
about
true.
Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you hear the other stories I have.
I'm from Florida. But you know what?
I live there.
I was in Joshua Tree a few weeks ago, and I saw something, and I don't know what it was.
But
I would never go so far to say, oh, it was a UFO. I mean, it was something that I didn't know what it was. So technically, it was an unidentified flying object, but I don't know that it wasn't something man-made.
I did see a UFO, and I
did
know
really?
I was smoking a lot of pot. My friend and I were driving from Fort Lauderdale to Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. Where on the path were you between Fort Lauderdale and Pittsburgh? That's
I don't
a long
know, but
way.
It was a big sky.
Okay.
And I swear, no, this is the second, I'll tell you about the second one I saw. And it was coming and going, and I mean, it was just the weirdest thing.
What did it look like?
It was orange.
It was orange. Was it a light or
round.
Was it like a solid thing?
Yeah, it was
thing?
Round.
Round. No, round just, and orange.
Anyway.
And it was coming and going.
This was 2 years ago at my backyard in Huntington Beach.
I'm searching for a joke here.
I saw a UFO.
Really?
Yeah.
In Huntington Beach?
Yeah. Standing outside, smoking a joint again.
Okay.
In my backyard.
Wait, I sense a common theme
here. Wait a minute, yeah. And my friend, I said, do you see what I see? And he says, oh my God. It was round, it was orange lights.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't an airplane, because I'm outside in my backyard all the time, and I know airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't an airplane or an alien helicopter. You know how they look for aliens. And was it
a drone?
Was it a drum?
A drone.
No. Oh, no, it was too far up in the sky. It came, all of a sudden, we watched it come toward us, and then it like pulled back real fast and just disappeared.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, I loved it. I wanted to sleep outside and say, oh my God, come.
Right, come
I'll
back
feed
through.
You.
Let's I'll chat. Feed you.
I'll cook. You know, I mean, what do aliens eat? Anyway.
Pasta, of course.
But anyhow, this, so she told the Miami Herald that she's not the only person who believes in other life forms. She says people like Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter and astronauts have publicly claimed to have been, have seen UFOs. So,
I know that there are astronauts who have. I don't know about Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. That's
well,
kind of
I
news
mean,
to me.
Look at her. Don't you think she's making this shit up to get voted for?
It's probable.
Has okay. she picked a, has she picked a party?
Yeah, she's Republican.
Now, isn't that right? Isn't that so right on?
I don't know. I feel like I have to say I feel
that's
like
out
usually
of
yeah, usually the people who believe in UFOs are Democrats or libertarians or something.
But what defines a Republican? A person that what defines a Republican?
That's a really
and
great question
becomes,
because people like to talk about the United States and say, "Oh, our democracy with a capital D." And actually, I pledge allegiance
democracy.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, not to the democracy. We are actually a republic. We are not a democracy.
So, what does that mean?
Look it up.
I don't want to look it up right
now. It means
now.
That we have a party, a group of people that represents us as a government.
Right, and we hate them.
Yes, because we elect people who elect them. We don't elect them directly. So it's not a democracy. It's a republic.
Anyway, if anybody out there is from Florida, vote for, what's her name again?
No, don't vote for her.
Why? She believes that, listen, maybe they can come and save our country.
You know what? I don't give a shit about aliens if people who are raped can't get abortions. I'm sorry. No. Don't vote Republican in Florida, please.
Listen, tell them to call me. You can still get an abortion anywhere. Trust me. Trust me.
Oh, around Florida? You know who borders Florida? Fucking Georgia and Alabama and no. That's a big nope.
You know, if you want to get an abortion, you can get an abortion. They have nothing. People got abortions when they were totally illegal.
Yeah, okay? In alleys with coat hangers,
no, they
Patty.
Went to a doc. Trust me. They went to doctors. They went to
hospitals.
I feel
like people should have a choice to do whatever they want.
I do, too. But you know what? I mean, I don't think that we should pay for everybody's everything.
I don't think that it's worth one South Park episode about this person in Florida to have a shitty governor. Or whatever the hell she's running for.
She's running. Well, we don't care. We're not voting for her because we don't live in.
Oh, Congress. She
Congress.
Wants to be a congresswoman.
Right.
Screw
right.
governor.
Okay. There was something else that I liked. Oh, this. Oh, my God. This is so fabulous. Florida. Look.
Oh, my God.
This is Florida.
Nice.
The blog.
Yeah, from the Sun Sentinel, which is a Floridian yeah. newspaper.
Couple gets a bonus deal from Amazon.
What did they get?
Ordered an Orlando couple ordered 4 storage bins.
Yeah, empty storage bins.
You know, you order online. I order online. I just ordered some shit online the other day.
And they
came.
Uh-huh.
And they were stuffed with 65 pounds of weed.
Ew.
Okay, so did those
I call
people
that
wait.
Score.
Did those people order the weed or did they like call and report it to Amazon and be like, excuse me, but you may have mistakenly sent us 65 pounds of flour."
Well, these people were idiots because if it's on the news, they called and told them
immediately. They said as soon as they opened the package cuz each I think it was 4 bins,
uh-huh.
each
four
one
bins.
Had 65 pounds
yeah.
each.
Yeah.
And they said that when they opened it, the smell was so strong that they literally felt they immediately called the cops. It was like
wow.
neighborhood strong.
Like how
why?
Did that, how did that get passed?
I would have called all my
test.
Friends and said, party,
somebody
come
working,
on over.
Somebody working at Amazon was trying to make a drop, and now that person is in really big trouble.
How about the person that got 4 empty bins? That person's
yeah,
going to
yeah,
be asking a lot of questions.
Yeah. That's
well,
what I'm talking about. That person's
know,
in a lot of trouble.
This is what I like. I love Amazon. They were so generous. They gave them a $150 gift card.
That wouldn't buy 650
That's
pounds
it.
Of weed.
That's what they gave them. And they oh, no, the cops probably got the pot. Well, and then, you know, so now everybody's going to go order bins and hope they're filled with pot. from Amazon.
Hey.
Well, hopefully as the story goes.
Congratulations to the bin makers.
We'll find out there was 5 bins.
Right?
Yes. Can you imagine opening up your...
Yes. Yes, I can imagine that.
Every
that sounds
time
very
I
nice.
Get a package now, I'm going to hope for pot.
Yeah, it's actually a dream every night.
65 pounds. I can imagine like a big black cauldron making a nice topical... Bubble, boil and trouble.
Oh, see,
toilet
I would
trouble.
Get the big hookahs and fill it with pot and just have all my friends come over and just sit and smoke the pot out of the hookah.
Oh, no. With that much, I would infuse some oil
pounds?
With it.
No, I mean, you give everybody some. 65 pounds is not a lot. You know,
what's the bottle to the right of your hand? That looks like it might have ganja in it.
Oh, what does it have in it? This has 75 milligrams of THC.
And what else?
And we're going to talk about this.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We're
going
to talk about it. But I think we're almost done with this section.
Oh, okay.
The segment.
We got to go.
Okay. Steve was not paying attention.
Oops.
You get 2 demerits. And we're going to come right back after I beat his ass, which he'll love. And we'll be back with more Hot Pot Topics.
Let's do it. Here we come, here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come,
Welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. I'm Patty Cakes. I'm here with my fabulous buds today. Sweet Jess is here.
Hello.
And our fabulous friends. Oh, I'm sorry. Producer Steve, who we still love. I'll let you know when that changes.
Oh.
No, he's so fat. Look how cute he is. He says when he partied for 4 days.
I'm sad that Steve doesn't want a microphone.
He has toothpicks propping his eyes open.
Like a cartoon?
Yeah.
I want Steve to have a microphone.
I'm lobbying
for Steve to always have a microphone.
I know, we love him because he says all the right shit.
He's funny.
I mean, he's funny.
We have a good
rapport. Oh, fuck him. Anyhow, we're going to talk with Christy and Hayes of Ganja. Is it Ganja or Ganja?
Ganja.
Ganja Grinds. And Ganja Grinds is a coffee company.
Yeah, we're a coffee company, now beverages.
Yeah, and what I have in front of me, it looks like a green tea.
Well, I'm very impressed, and this is why I want them on the show, because they won the 2016 Cannabis Cup. Right?
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Yeah. Tell us about it. With which one?
With the spiced apple cider.
Spiced apple cider.
The spiced apples, tell us about it.
Well,
Hayes, you're not talking.
I'm letting Christy have a chance to shine because
okay.
It was her formula.
She shines
anyway. The apple
okay,
cider.
Christy.
She
anyway,
does.
We started our company with the coffees and teas, and turns out it's coming on the holiday season. And
very smart.
Hayes came up to me and he says, "I think we need to capture a new audience and let's bring cider on." And so,
oh yeah, I mean that's perfect because soon as September. Once September hits, it's cider season. And in my house, we have pumpkin pancakes. We have apple cider. We have pumpkin everything. I bake pumpkin bread, pumpkin cookies. Only in October.
Uh-huh.
I make pumpkin everything. So,
Can I ask you a question about your spiced apple cider?
Sure, go ahead.
If you warm that, does it change the efficacy of the compounds in it?
Good question.
As long as you don't go over 140 degrees.
140,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
So that would decarboxylate it more, so something?
It makes it a little bit weaker.
Actually, because we use a THC oil, 90% oil that's already decarboxylated when it goes in, there's no decarboxylating to be done after the product's made. It's already decarboxylated.
So what damage happens above 140 then?
Well, you can degrade the THC.
Okay.
You know, over, you know, the
so it
constant
becomes
heat.
Less
you
effective.
Could heat it up and take it right off if you left it for a long period of time.
Yeah, through a series of heating or cooling.
Right.
It would eventually
so are
degrade.
These meant to be refrigerated or can they be
these are actually shelf stable.
Yeah, for how long?
We designed them that way. About 8 months, 8 to 9 months. But we kind of treat these products like beer. What makes them nice being shelf stable is, you know, you can keep them indefinitely, but once they go into the refrigerator, we like you to keep them in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're open.
Yeah, you treat it like beer.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you treat it like beer, is one bottle a serving?
There's multiple servings in each bottle, but it's really up to each individual's, preference.
So it totally depends. Totally depends on the user.
Right.
The one I have
it's
in my
like
hands,
anything.
It says a third of a bottle is a serving, and the bottle has 75 milligrams of THC. So 25 milligrams is not a beginner's dose. So this is for people who are experienced somewhat or in a serious amount of pain.
For example, my aunt who has lupus, she uses the product, and she'll actually just take a capful only and pour that into her regular coffee.
Right.
Just enough for the medical application.
Right. So even though it kind of looks like a kombucha bottle, you wouldn't want to like just down the whole thing.
I mean, the bottom line is, if we're talking about the cannabis community in Southern California, most people are drinking the entire bottle.
Right. Look, Steve's shaking his head.
Oh, I'm always looking at it from a medical point of view, and it does say medical cannabis on it, so you know I'm treating it like the medicine that it is.
And there are people that will use it as such, and then there will people that will use it as a party tool.
Right.
When we got into
you always want to let people know to be careful and not get up too fast because your blood pressure will drop.
When we got into the cannabis industry, I had no idea the medicinal properties of CBD. I knew what whole plant marijuana, and you talk about Rick Simpson oil, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanted to talk about how you started.
Oh, yeah. We digress. Tell us about your company.
Go ahead.
Okay. So moving backwards. So
we'll get back to that.
Christy and I Know each other since childhood. We worked together on some products in the airline industry.
Here locally. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We noticed there was a gap in the cannabis coffee market.
Mm-hmm.
And considering that coffee is the second largest commodity on earth, mm-hmm. it would make sense that the industry be larger. If there's 400 chocolate companies, there's mm-hmm. only five or six relevant coffee companies.
Right.
The reason that is it's very difficult to treat coffee and cannabis together. If you put THC oil onto coffee beans or grinds, the acid in the coffee degrades the THC over time.
That's interesting.
There are other companies in the cannabis space that do treat the coffee, and I guess they have a treatment for that. And the way we do our business to avoid that problem and what our patent technology is we're actually infusing the packaging rather than the raw materials of our product. So we make a K-cup or a bottled beverage.
Is this uh-huh. what I'm holding?
Wait. I want to hear the end of this process,
well,
Patty. Hold on.
Know if this
you're holding the green tea.
Or a beverage, and you infuse the packaging with the
right.
compounds.
Correct.
And then you fill it with your product?
That's correct. We're
I've
dosing
never
the package.
Heard of that
so the
okay,
K-cup.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
You have a K-cup.
Correct.
That has regular coffee in it.
No, you have an empty K-cup with
an
just the K-cup and filter.
Right.
You dose the filter on the inside of the K-cup.
Uh-huh.
We allow that to set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put the coffee on top of that, so that way they don't come together till they brew.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing in California, and when you're talking about the medicinal purposes of cannabis, and one advantage that gives our company, and I think one of the reasons why we've been around now 2.5 years, because we're dosing from piece to piece, item to item, we use a narcotics grade medical pump for the mm-hmm. dosing. You know that from piece to piece,
you're getting consistency
within 2% in consistency in the medicine. And we've
That's great.
Other companies are able to, at some level, batch dose in large sizes.
Mm-hmm.
We find the hook for our company is to batch by dosing the packaging itself. So in that bottle, I know, based on the pump size, exactly mm-hmm. the amount of medicine that we're trying to get you. Because it's very important in the medical piece that the dose is neither too low,
mm-hmm.
so grandma's knee still hurts,
mm-hmm.
or the dose is too high. And like you said, she gets up, blood pressure, whoop, and she takes a header.
Right.
We take very seriously the responsibility for the fact that we're giving out a medicine.
Thank you.
And
that's
so,
very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
People need consistent dosing. Let me ask you a question about infusing the packaging, though. Like, this bottle is glass, so I know that it wouldn't stick to the inside, but with something like a K-cup that you're infusing the filter, do you know if it completely comes out of the filter, or do you know, like, is there a percentage left behind, or how does that
That's
work?
That's a great question.
It's an awesome question. So the way the patent works, Christie's formula,
mm-hmm.
it washes 90% of the THC-CBD combination off. So if we say 50 milligrams, we're putting 55. If mm-hmm. we say 100, we're putting 110. We know the wash rate off
wow.
of the products. The bottles actually, after doing a hot fill, they mm-hmm. soak in cold water. That keeps the THC and CBD from sticking to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Another good question, because mm-hmm. in the beverage industry, it's very easy to lose THC
yeah.
and CBD content to the sides of the bottle. So
yeah.
that's part of our procedure to keep the THC and CBD off of the
How
sides.
How long did it take you to come up with your processes?
God, I think we were in the R&D kitchen for about a month.
Oh, wow. That's fairly
That's
fast.
That's nothing.
It's very
so
quick.
So did you already know the formulas for the drinks and you were figuring out your THC-CBD compounds?
Yeah, it's basically trying to find that right balance of weight with liquid mm-hmm. and an oil and two, you know, immiscible components, trying to make them blend,
mm-hmm.
and that was really difficult. We did rack our brains and mm-hmm. tasted more coffee than I think we care to report back.
Okay, do you have a favorite coffee?
I do. I love our coffee, actually. We drink it at home.
Well, nice. I mean, you make your own beans? You grow your own beans?
We have
oh,
a
yeah,
local...
Where do you source
we have
your
a,
coffee?
This is so important. We have
yes, because coffee... I mean, I'm a coffee whore. I have to have great coffee.
Coffee activates the same parts in your brain that cannabis does, and the same way that you have top shelf premium cannabis in your mids and your low shelf, the same thing goes for coffee. We use a local roaster in Orange County that does a triple bean, triple roast, Colombian Supremo recipe to cut the acid back. So if you have acid reflux, it keeps the acid reflux reaction mm-hmm. out of the coffee.
Okay.
And so we get it locally roasted. And
okay.
so if we're doing K-cups, we'll get the roast. He'll do the roast in the morning. We'll package those K-cups within 24 hours if we're doing the coffee in bottles, 48. But we take a lot of pride. because we come from airline industry and we have expectation of very
That's
high
right.
standards.
You guys did food service.
We take a lot of pride in the quality of the way that we do our manufacturing, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that we hold ourselves to high standards. We operate in Oregon, which has gone the medical recreational switch over that mm-hmm. California is going to go through. We've mm-hmm. been through a lot of the growing pains already, and California is in for a big surprise. There's going to be a lot of tough road to hoe and a lot of treading water to do.
Yeah, but why can't we just follow what they did? And they've already done it.
We are to a certain extent, but they have to write the legislation. So, like, what have you found? Are you guys operating in California yet? What have you found is similar or different about operating in Oregon?
Well, actually, right now we're going through the license procedures mm-hmm. to go recreational into California for next year mm-hmm. through our oil partner, The Clear, who's a known oil brand in the cannabis market. Mm-hmm. In Oregon, things dealing with homogenization of the formulas, mm-hmm. high-end recipe stuff, the exact same stuff that you find in any food, you know, the airline industry standards and higher mm-hmm. That they require in Oregon for how the drinks are homogenized, how much THC within a very small margin from piece to piece. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hard as California, as people go to get permits, try to get into places, and people come in and there's three things wrong with your building, and that's right. a six-month holdup out
yeah,
of nowhere.
Yeah, but isn't there a criteria? This is what you need to do this. Here's the list.
Pat, do you want to say that in life about everything, and then it never goes like that?
And I think
ever,
a lot of the problem
know
is
that's how it's
because we've
be
been
this.
The Wild West for a while. People right. have gotten used to cutting corners right. and not being exacting with their records, and now is when they're going to pay. When everything is legitimized and we have seed-to-sale tracking, you can't have gray books, you know? Everything has to be
legitimate. No, you're 100% right. And it's
and people have had time now since November to get their shit
But they
together.
don't want to.
Well, some of them are, and those are the ones that are ahead.
In paying homage to the industry, especially in California, the trailblazers who've been doing it the way they've been doing it for 20 years, the mm-hmm. pioneers who got out there and put themselves at risk and spent time in jail.
Yeah.
I'm so appreciative of them.
We owe them everything.
The $1 billion, $2 billion industry that this is. But the bottom line is, as we all know, there's no $2 billion a year industry that's going to go unregulated forever.
Exactly.
Everybody wants their piece. And so with respect to those guys wanting to keep things the way they were, because God knows they were the ones that blazed the trail to make it happen, change is coming. So you have to, if you want to stay in the game, you have to embrace it at least to
right.
the extent
and it's,
that
the
it
game's
keeps you
bigger
in play.
Than it was all those years ago. It's a different game
now. And it requires a different set of skills.
Exactly. Yes. And they don't have, a lot of them don't have the skills.
But that's why, you know, I hate calling it the industry, but cannabis businesses, it behooves them to follow the rules and cross their T's and dot their I's, because as we collectively move into the mainstream, it needs to be homogenized and it needs to be measured in this way in order for it to appeal to the people who it wouldn't normally appeal to. They don't want to be afraid of it, so they want something that's measured and fits in a box.
The part that's going to be hard is there are some very well-meaning people in the industry who work very hard at it. We've seen in the 2.5 years we've been in business, people were throwing around $1 million things 2.5 years ago. Now there's $4 million raises that Christy and I both, you know, I work 100 hours a week at this company as a small company. I can keep up with companies that have $1 million to throw at it. But I'm seeing the $10 million companies, the big corporation-y feeling mm-hmm. coming into California. And small companies like ours, it'll be hard, no matter how hard I work, to keep up when there's that much money in play, that many employees that can just outwork my hardest work.
Yeah.
So it'll be important for us to come together, work hard, have a product that's measurable, testable, consistent, bring that product to the people. And, you know, there'll be some linking up with some of those big guys. Hopefully there'll be some of the being able to keep, you know, what we hold so dear in cannabis mm-hmm. so it doesn't feel all like corporate business. But there's changes coming.
There do seem to be small companies such as yours and others that I've seen that are devoted enough to maintaining their integrity that the people who are seeking out the really high quality products that are not just going to be, you know, say the Charlboro or whatever of cannabis, people are still going to seek you out as a high quality product. You know,
right.
your product
Absolutely.
Is organic
exactly.
and non-GMO, and there are people who are looking for things specifically
there's,
like that.
Listen,
everybody's going to have
that's right.
the sugary
there's
food
the
coloring, whatever,
people,
and you've
the
already
Walmart
set yourself
people.
Apart. Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
There's multiple lines of alcohol out there.
Exactly.
There's, you know, you've got your Grey Goose vodkas, and then you've got your
Schmierlap. There's something for everybody.
Although, I don't like the using the comparison of cannabis to alcohol, because alcohol kills people and cannabis doesn't. So I feel like I want to separate those. But
from a brand perspective,
yes, any like brand, any brand you have, you
I
know,
like a Grey Goose martini, three olives.
I'm right there with
I drink
shaken.
Black Velvet. I don't have any qualms about any of the drinking.
Hey, if you got a problem, that's your problem. That's how I look at it.
And keep your side of the street clean. Keep your business in a position where your lifestyle doesn't harm the people around you.
Okay, I want to talk about this tea.
Yes,
now.
What is that?
Is the tea infused or is the bag infused?
Yeah,
the bag is infused.
Okay.
The tea bag. So can I open this?
Go for it.
Okay. It's so
pretty, does though. Does any of the tea rub off the bag into the little package?
Yes.
Yeah, they're probably tiny. Yeah. I mean, we're dosing the tea bag. You got it.
Oh, it just looks like a regular tea bag.
Mm-hmm.
It looks and smells like a regular tea bag.
Let me smell it. Mm-hmm.
It looks just like tea.
It smells like tea and cannabis.
Well, Patty, the whole deal behind our company, the original thought process was we created a infused coffee filter that could be used on a regular coffee machine.
So is this a thing that you have a patent on?
Yes. That's how it originally started. The patent actually refers to the process. So it includes cannabis, but it's not a cannabis patent.
Right.
So the whole shtick with us was a coffee filter. Because I wanted to hit all age groups. You know, my grandmother was afraid of cannabis. She's a prohibition era person.
Right.
Smell, taste, any of those things, and she's out the door. But medically, so many benefits from the cannabis plant.
Mm-hmm.
You slide the coffee filter in there. She's been making coffee in a Mr. Coffee for 50 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
You just change out her coffee filter. Her coffee filter now is my medicated filter.
Okay, wait a minute.
You're not giving your grandmother cannabis without her knowledge, are you?
No, I'm saying was the life-changing thing
like, wait
for
a minute.
Her.
No, I have a question.
Go ahead.
So I don't have to buy a Keurig.
Correct.
Because you're saying pods.
They have filters.
We do Keurigs.
Right.
But you
we
have
do
the regular
coffee filters.
Oh.
We do tea bags. We do
That's
bottled
amazing.
Beverages. Okay. We try to cover everything.
I have a one cup coffee thing. Do you have them for that?
We don't have the thing that hangs. I know what you're talking about.
I just put the bag in the... I have a ceramic filter that you put a bag in.
Pour over.
Right.
The filter. Yeah, the filter would work for the pour over.
You can use the coffee filter with a pour over.
That's awesome.
Oh.
All you need is hot water and
so would you want to like watch your hot water and make sure it didn't go over 140?
It would be boiling water. You would want
Is that why I ripped
my
filters?
When I said 140, you don't want to just sit there and
you don't want to mull it.
You don't want to mull it and just let it boil down. To properly brew coffee, you need the water to be about 190.
Okay.
So that's a quick wash, washes it off the filter, and then your coffee will begin to...
as soon as it goes through, it
starts
to cool.
Exactly. It just begins to cool down, and you can enjoy your cup.
That's excellent.
It's beautiful.
So what are the flavors that we have here? I have in my hand Aloha Palmer, and it looks like green tea and pineapple.
So in addition to our K-Cup line, we have the green tea bags and the coffee filters, as we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Then we... You know, Hayes and I sat one day and said, look, we need to get on this, what we call the RTD train.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ready to drink. It's in both mainstream and in cannabis. It's number one sector of growth. So we decided to bottle our products. And we came out first with the Roastmasters blend
coffee.
Yeah, bottled coffee.
That's this.
We did the THC-CBD combination, and then that is the CBD-only version of that beverage.
Excellent.
And then we followed that up with the spiced apple cider.
Right, and that's your seasonal?
That's our seasonal, and that's what won the High Times Cannabis Cup Award.
Nice.
Very proud of that.
And what's that little tube there?
Yes, what is this? This is Remedy Watermelon Syrup, which sounds...
What is that?
I want to drink it. Medical cannabis. What do I do with this? Add watermelon flavored agave cannabis syrup to...
Oh, it's a flavor syrup.
Oh, wow.
It's one of three flavors, the one that you have in your hand. So after we launched our two ready-to-drink beverages, apple cider and Roastmasters, we decided that we needed a sugar kind of a syrup that kind of resembled what the leans of the world, and but we want to do it with agave, mm-hmm. and so we came up with Remedy, and it comes in three flavors: watermelon, mm-hmm. tangerine, and agave.
The agave is awesome because you can put it over your grapefruit in mm-hmm. the morning.
You know what? Hold that.
Go ahead.
Hold that thought.
Put it on ice cream.
Oh. Hold that thought.
What?
We're going to take a short break. Okay. And when we come back, we're going to tell them where they can put their agave. We'll be right back.
We'll show them.
Well, you done me, and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 and love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. To come on, I scooch on over closer, dear, and I will nibble your ear. Soon, the bubble boom, 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 spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate. I'm yours.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. We are so excited here. I'm into the watermelon syrup.
Yeah,
and we're talking about agave.
So yeah. They have these flavored, Ganja Grinds has these flavored syrups that are agave based, and they have watermelon, tangerine, and agave flavor. So you can make your own beverages.
Okay. Do you grow agave in the desert?
I don't grow it, but people do. Yeah. Yeah. Agave is the same. It's the same aloe looking thing that tequila comes from.
From blue agave.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I know tequila is made out of agave.
Right.
So, but I thought agave was sugar.
It's the sugar so cooked down from the plant. They cook down the juice from the plant and they get agave syrup.
So you go to the desert, you get a cactus, you boil it. Okay.
Careful, you can't just say yeah,
careful
cactus
with that. There are many cacti in
there.
Yeah, many
cacti.
Start boiling up cacti.
Make sure Google it first. That's why we have Google.
Or an arrow.
You can't be dumb anymore. Google it first. Go to the desert. I see a lot of cacti. Is
oh,
that
God.
The word?
I see a lot of problems with this, with
and
this mission.
Let's do a peyote episode.
No. You're not going to find any peyote in California anyway.
Everybody does peyote in California, don't they?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either, but...
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show.
That's not this show.
Okay, so where were we?
Well, we were talking about the remedy.
Flavor
agave syrups.
When you say remedy, is that going to help with something?
Well, no, it has cannabis in it, so yeah.
I mean, it absolutely will. It's strong medicine. It's one of the few products that we provide where patients with the major medical complications will use an entire bottle, 420 milligrams.
Of this?
In one what?
In one serving.
And oh, like, really?
Yeah.
How much sugar is in that serving?
Most people, actually, what makes this product great is it's water soluble.
Uh-huh.
So, comes in a 420 mg bottle with a dropper, so you can actually microdose.
I don't know. Not that I care. Look
yeah,
at me.
I want to know how much sugar is in that big serving.
Okay, it says add watermelon flavored agave cannabis syrup to any hot or cold beverage. Stir to dissolve. It sounds like syrup can be also used as a substitute sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could add it to your coffee, a couple of drops, the unflavored one. But if you like watermelon, it tastes like a watermelon Jolly Rancher would be the closest flavor
in coffee,
profile.
I don't think
and
so.
And the tangerine tastes like a Starburst.
I would avoid that.
So it's real bright, real clean. We use real tangerine oil in our products. Mm-hmm. But all of the remedies are dissolvable in water, which mm-hmm. makes it nice,
right.
And you can microdose yourself. So one little dropper is about 7 milligrams. So you have total control of how much you want, and you can microdose throughout the day
with a
bottle of water.
I think the one thing you find, especially in the edibles of heavy dose,
mm-hmm.
is where you find a lot of variation in the total milligrams that you're actually getting.
Well, I think...
Yeah. And the quality of the cannabis,
right. And
too.
I think that people that just want to get high, they don't care.
Well,
But for patients, it's really important that they know what dose works for them.
Yes. That's kind of why I was asking the sugar question, because I don't know that I would give someone who was really sick a whole bottle of syrup.
I agree with that. Things in the correct moderation, of course.
Right.
Always,
everything.
Like
right.
You would want to supplement that with something else that didn't have sugar.
I agree, something. Of course.
I love sugar.
Wait.
Go ahead.
I got to tell you, something just came up. So, you know the strain of cannabis called Gorilla Glue?
Yes.
Of course.
We've all heard of Gorilla Glue. It's pretty popular. Apparently, there's been a lawsuit between the makers of Gorilla Glue.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Because they have
the actual
name.
Glue, the paste, and growers of the similarly named cannabis strain, and they ended in a settlement. It was a 6-month-long case.
How much?
Let's see.
It's all the way at the bottom.
Okay, hold on.
So how much did they get, settlement?
They got cease and desist orders sent out by the Girl Scouts to dispensaries, which
carried Girl Scout cookies
in the 2014 lawsuit between Hershey and the Tincture Bell.
While you're looking that up, can I tell you my opinion on the things with the names? Cannabis is such a creative industry. It's an amazingly creative industry. If you look at the life cycle in the last 20 years of where cannabis has gone,
my God,
when dabbing wasn't a thing, when there was no wax, I mean, an amazing how
turnaround
just shot out of a cannon. Yeah. What it's done, and I don't understand. I don't have an opinion on them using it, but I don't understand the lack of creativeness in the naming and the branding that copies or mimics regular brands. And I understand why you do it visually at the beginning, but my thinking,
you don't need to do that.
My thinking on with Ganja Grinds was always the thing. If this is a big brand, if this thing grows to be the size company that you want it to be, and your logo looks like Coke's logo, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And so I never understood why. I felt like there was such a lack of creativity when it came to the naming. If I was the Gorilla Glue people, I sit on the cannabis side, so I want to side with the cannabis person. Of course, I get it. That company, when you go to look up Gorilla Glue,
is it trademarked?
And then, yeah, oh yeah,
it
of is. Course.
Well, then how can they use
you know
it?
What?
That's
also,
what I don't understand.
Wait, he brings up a really good point. Also, in that those products that are look-alike, you know, copycat, especially of candy, are very dangerous for children, which is why they're not going to be allowed anymore. I know it's fun and everybody loves them, but if it looks like candy and you accidentally leave it on a table and a kid eats it, that's not going to go very well.
You know what?
I got to the settlement for Gorilla Glue. Let me come back to this really quick. So the settlement's requiring Gorilla Glue strains to change the name of the strains from Gorilla Glue to GG1, 4, and 5. Mm-hmm. GG, like great grandma. They'll also have 12 months to rebrand and remove gorilla imagery from all advertising. The only way they're allowed to use the word gorilla in their name anymore is to refer to the strain's history. For example, the brand formerly known as Gorilla Glue Number 4. Does it get a symbol like Prince? Come on.
I hope so.
This is ridiculous. The strain nobody can use the word gorilla anymore.
It gets better with Bob, too.
This is the court order extends beyond Gorilla Grain strains for its partners and licenses, which means that any dispensaries that carry Gorilla Glue strains branding will have to remove all mention of the word gorilla and any gorilla imagery from their shops. For consumers, the strain will likely always be known by its original name, whether the court allows it or not.
You know what? I really don't care.
I don't really care that much either, but it's a funny story that, you know, to know that it actually got to court.
Make up your own name.
Funny.
Don't find a name that already exists. That's
you know
what?
I'm
saying.
To the that company that makes Gorilla Glue, thank you very much for wasting taxpayers' money on your silliness. How about that?
I'm going to switch back to the Ganja Grind because your products are in one of my favorite places, Bong Appetit.
Bong Appetit?
Yes.
That's awesome. Is that a
website?
It's
in the Bong Appetit pantry. I mean, I watched Bong Appetit and I really, really enjoyed it. I mean, as a person that cooks, you can make anything with cannabis.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But I love their pantry. I want to move in to the pantry. But your products are there and I was very impressed.
We love the Bong Appetit
people. When I went to drop the products off, and I got to go inside Jason Pinsky, the Viceland people. They're awesome. And if you saw the first season's pantry, it was a little smaller.
Oh,
and then
right.
The and then season it, two boom. Pantry, I walked in that pantry. And this is what I mean about the evolution of cannabis and how things have gone. You walk into that Viceland pantry and there's Baronies and Matt Rises and every IC collective weed that they ever did.
Where
in Jungle
they?
Boys
Where
strains. Just all the most beautiful things.
Are they in L.A.?
They were in the last house. It was in San Fernando Valley. It was like Studio City.
That's where they tape.
I think last season three. I think they've been in a different house every year.
But are they in the state of California?
Oh, yeah, Studio City. Yeah, there LA. in the valley.
Okay, that's
LA
what I
County.
Want to know. Why are you making this so difficult?
You didn't hear.
I thought you knew San Fernando Valley, 405 in Ventura Boulevard.
Do I look
right
like
then?
I know the San Fernando Valley?
You look like a person that has your shit together. I mean, yes.
I don't go there. No, just teasing. Okay. What else did I want to ask you?
Did you want to ask about the other two bottle drinks that
we
have on deck?
There was something else, but go ahead.
Well,
I loved your tagline, brew your buzz.
Some things just roll off the tongue.
I
and brew
love
your buzz
that.
Is one of those
and,
one of those taglines.
You said cannabis coffee gives you the fired up facts.
That sounds like a hazeism.
I don't know if I said it quite like that, but the way that I see cannabis
focus. I can't read my writing.
Oh, there you go.
What an idiot.
It's that
I had to look at it a couple of times.
You know, the hippie speedball, the joint and coffee is tale as old as time. I actually have read a couple of things where they say Shakespeare used to put hash in his coffee, crumbled up hash.
Oh my god!
And we know
god.
How creative
Why
was
he so was. Right.
So cannabis and coffee, that's a lifetime thing. And believe me, you can tell in the way that we're talking about the product. We take a lot of pride in the fact that we combine coffee and cannabis together. Mm-hmm. We try to use. You were talking about the coffee. You know, we go down, if you know where Julian is in San Diego, we get the fresh pressed apple cider straight from the mill. We mull it and fill it the same day. We have an expectation of bringing high quality ingredients and making sure that customers are getting high quality cannabis oil that's measured correctly, that's sitting on something delicious to
And where
consume.
Can people find you?
Right. Where, I mean, do you have this in dispensaries? Or
yeah.
We're at about 100
dispensaries.
We have
like three in...
Or do Orange you have County. Is that the website you're looking
yeah,
at?
Yeah, you can go to our website at GhandraGrinds.com, yeah. And that's GhandraGrinds with a Z. Grinds
Why is
with
this
a Z.
Weird? On my.
I don't know. Are you using a Crapple?
Maybe it's something tablety. You can find us in about 100 dispensaries in California, and then we also operate in Oregon, another 25 mm-hmm. to 30 in Arizona, about 25 more. So we operate in 3 states, and then we'll be doing Alaska and Massachusetts here pretty soon.
Excellent.
The coffee and cannabis market is definitely expanding.
Oh, that's
Vegas.
Wonderful.
You got to do Vegas.
We're waiting.
In the process.
Wow.
The process
I'm really pleased about Massachusetts. That's wonderful that you're
we're
on Massachusetts.
We're still on air. Okay,
oh my
we'll
goodness.
Talk about that later. Anyhow, have you done any events?
Oh, we do events all the time.
Yeah, besides winning Cannabis Cup, we've had Edibles List Best Coffee the last 2 years.
Excellent.
Again, just taking pride in the good ingredients. We'll be at Blazers Cup, which is one of our favorite events that they're bringing back for
that?
This year.
Tell
That'll
us
be
where
in
it
San
is.
Bernardino at NOS.
Mm-hmm. NOS.
You can find us, like we said, all over Southern California, Northern California. Mm-hmm. We keep our website updated within a couple of weeks.
Excellent.
So you'll always be able to find our products there. And we're
very
looking
active
forward.
On Instagram.
What's the lion about?
Yeah, what is the lion
yeah,
about?
Yeah, what does that symbolize? Ganja grind.
The Lion of Judah, and I'll let Hayes.
Well,
He's a history teacher.
I used to be a history teacher, and the Lion of Judah is one of only 5 or 6 cultural symbols that is a positive in all religions. And going back to when Rastafari, we use Rastafari in all of our artwork, going back to when they were in Ethiopia and when there was Ethiopian Jews. So the Lion of Judah is just a symbol, a positive symbol across all religions. And so our thing about ganja grinds and coffee and cannabis is I always love how those things bring people together.
Yes.
Coffee and cannabis both.
Everybody gets together to have a cup of coffee.
And there is no
ritual.
You know, it's amazing in this country the divisiveness of, you know, what's going on in Charlottesville, the crazy stuff. You don't see that in cannabis. In cannabis, everyone's smoking.
People aren't violent.
I mean,
cannabis,
I'm just talking
though.
About
in
the quality,
see people
the
coming
groups
together
of people.
And
it doesn't. It doesn't matter the race of a person in cannabis. I've never heard in cannabis there any kind of a culture of racism. I made a joke about it at a shop once. In cannabis, we're green lives matter. Everybody mm-hmm. who uses cannabis,
right. Exactly.
We're all
right.
human
like
beings,
exactly.
And we're, yeah, 100%.
Exactly. It's not racial unless somebody plays that card.
Not playing
and
it
somebody
anywhere.
Will.
I haven't seen it that much
Listen,
in this
I'm
community.
For the women, getting more women in the industry, because it is a male-dominated industry, and I think more women should be involved.
Well, we're proud to have a woman owner as part of our business.
Well, I know.
Thank you.
I love
I'm proud
it.
To be here. Really proud to be here, actually.
Well, we're glad.
The opportunity to be in this, to be kind of, I guess, second wave pioneers. Mm-hmm. Doing something different to,
well,
to push
very
this industry
different.
Forward
very
and,
yeah.
and to
I mean,
bring it out of the shadows
right.
and mm-hmm. to...
Right. And now that it's legal and more states, are we at 28 states?
I believe we are.
It's a lot.
It's time to elevate it. It's time to elevate this.
Oh my God,
this,
it
so
can only get bigger and bigger and bigger
better.
And bigger and better because, you know, people are doing their due diligence and they're studying and they're, you know... You know, I said to people, when somebody says, oh, I want to get in the business, find out what your passion is, learn about the industry, and you'll fit somewhere.
Yeah.
Because well, there's so many opportunities.
I believe we owe cannabis our best. And the growers, the processors, the entire process, I believe that we owe the plant our best effort.
Thank
and
you.
So you, yeah, work hard to treat it with respect.
Yes.
And understand the medicine that you're providing to people and put it with good products and really make a commitment to what we're out here to do.
We've worked really hard, and we can't fail the plant or our patients now. Got to keep going.
Do you have more medical patients than you do recreational? Do you have any idea?
We operate medical in California, of course, mm-hmm. now. And then
oh, that's right.
Arizona is a medical state. We do recreational mm-hmm. in Oregon. So that it's the questions. There's not a fair answer to the question.
Right.
It's medical,
okay, so
obviously,
in Oregon,
because of the size of
California. Who buys it more, recreation or medical?
Recreational.
That's
really?
What I thought.
You know, if you're getting into
surprising,
a scary
actually.
Topic for another time, is look at what the arrival of the recreational market did to cannabis in Oregon. Look what it did to cannabis in Washington.
I don't know. What did it do?
Well, it made it very difficult, you know, to obtain cannabis, and cannabis got things got expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Small number of vendors who could get into the space. they made it more difficult. And I think in California, we're going to go through a lot of those growing pains, the changes in testing, the requirements of distributors. There's going to be, you know, we've seen alcohol companies come in and out of this space that thought they had distribution and logistics solved because they do alcohol companies came in and out of here and disappeared in a year. It's a challenging space to do right. California's a big state. Just in miles, so it's going to be challenging this next year, but it will be worth it.
Hats off to you guys for being ahead of the pack.
We got to champion the cause, right? And you got to stick with
and,
it.
And it's
fabulous. Well, Peru, they just legalized medical marijuana. CBD on the international stage, WHO,
it's the World Health Organization,
World Health Organization Committee. Delving into science control status of cannabis compound. What does that mean, Jess?
That means that they're starting to look at it and look at regulating it.
CBD has just exploded for us.
Yeah.
The interest in it, even from people who aren't using THC products.
Yeah.
The interest in CBD is just astronomical.
Because... Yeah. It's still, I mean, it's more legal than pot.
Well, it's not only that. It's also that for people like in what we do, me and the doctor with Enlightened Integrative, when we go and see patients who have grown up and lived their whole lives with this fear, they don't want the psychoactive effects of THC. Even if they know that it'll be more beneficial with both things, they're still afraid of it.
It's not just about getting high anymore with cannabis.
Right.
No, they work together. There's so many other reasons.
They work together.
I mean, you guys will come back. You're fabulous.
We need to talk more. Yes, we want you guys back.
I mean, you have so many great things to say because you're smart. You're in this business, but you came in as really smart people.
With good intentions. It's really great to see a company succeeding who's doing
integrity.
It with
I think you mean integrity.
Yeah.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
So anyway, how can they get you? What's the website?
GanjaGrinds.com.
With a Z.
Instagram, of course, social media's largest platform for cannabis. Find us on Instagram, GanjaGrinds with a Z. And you can always get a hold of us. We love what we do, and we try to get back to patients as quickly as possible. Yeah. We like to be accessible.
Go on the website. Check them out. Definitely. Hey, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. It
was such a pleasure having you today, and I can't wait to sample the products. And Jess, I'm so glad that you're going to be here next week, baby.
I think so.
Oh, okay, good. How about you, Steve? I love Steve. Look how cute he looks. He got a haircut.
He's killing it.
Yeah, he's cute.
I can't see him. He's hiding behind his monitor.
Stay cool out there.
It's only 107 degrees here.
So brew your buzz with something cold and bottled.
Next week it'll be snowing, so we don't care.
Anyway,
check us out, hempradio.com. We're on Instagram at hempradio. I don't know all the social media shit. I don't know what it says. At Instagram, at hemp radio.
Yeah, if you just look for Hemp Radio on Instagram, you'll find us.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe. Have fun, and it's time to blow this joint.